Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The tennis movie Challengers takes the term love in a kinky direction. Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist star in a raunchy comic drama about a menage a trois involving championship-level competitors. The actors are fine and look convincing on the court. The timeline of director Luca Guadagnino's story bounces back and forth between the past and the present. A bit like watching a tennis match. While it's guilty of a few foot faults, Challengers is a clever, if overly slick, enterprise. If The Hunger Games had been made by video game gearheads, it might have looked a bit like the blood-soaked sci-fi comedy Boy Kills World. Bill Skarsgård plays a mute Avenger seeking to assassinate the leader of a dystopian city who murdered his family. It has a Hong Kong action meets the Cartoon Network vibe. The cheeky, reverent humor works for a while until everything gets bogged down in repetitive, violent mayhem. Boy Kills World is half of a good movie. We Groan Now is a restrained and lyrical look at the joys and difficulties of families living in the Chicago projects in the 1990s, seen through the eyes of two young boys. Blake Cameron James is Malik, and John Knight Ramirez plays Eric, pals who make the best of things mostly through their imaginations. The brief scenes between Journey Smollett and Esapetha Murkerson as Malik's mother and grandmother are sensitively played. While some might find it a bit too sentimental and slow-moving, it's nevertheless a heartfelt portrait that emphasizes the humanity of its characters. We Groan Now stands in stark contrast to the Hollywood cliché of the hood. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!